May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Sirius XM Channel 159. Bob Ryan will join us a little bit later on. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA Finals. Thanks to Babano for joining us. As far as the USFL is concerned, starting to get into a groove. We did get hit with the New Jersey Generals in that last game. We would have had a great week. We went big on the Generals. We ended up going 0-2 in that game. We even played it. We threw a teaser in, but in our video picks, I don't know. We gave eight picks last week. We gave like a side in total. I liked the card last week. I think it was 5-3. I'll relook back because I remember it was like, whoa, what a great start. I think it was either 4-4 or 5-3, and we were 17-11. Like we're up money on this. We're not quite as up as much as we were on the XFL, but we're still plus money, and we'll combine the two records at the end. I just know the records because I do a video every week, right, for these leagues with the picks, and there's only four games, and it's kind of easy to keep track. We'll do the same thing with the CFL coming up. But we went 36-21 in the XFL. Yeah, what are we now? That's it. That's what it was. We had another push. We've had a lot of pushes in the USFL. The numbers are sharp. The totals are really sharp in the USFL. You got to bet them early in the week. Otherwise, you end up, like I said, normal. I remember I don't push a lot in games, but the USFL, it's like another push, really? I've had a lot of pushes. I think now my record is, yeah, it's 19-13-3. I'll double check before we do the video, but I'm pretty sure it's 19-13-3 now. So we've won six more games than we lost, but I like the card this week. And I agree with most of Babano's picks, actually. Not all of them, but I agree with most of them here. Love the Houston Gamblers. The Gamblers just played the Memphis Showboats in a heavyweight showdown. They're both really good teams, and they're both smoking hot. Memphis have now won four football games in a row. And if you recall last week, I said these teams have both been good to us, but ultimately I think Memphis are a little bit better. I don't know if they're better, but they're... I thought, like, and the game was in Memphis, too. I just thought Memphis was the play. They'd split down the season. Houston are good, good. Houston are a good team. And it was a really good game. Pittsburgh have hit a wall. Houston are the better football team. The Houston Gamblers bounce back, win this football game. I agree with Babano. You can lay the 3 points, or you can lay minus 150 on the money line. I prefer 150 only because in these leagues, they do weird things, right? They go for three sometimes. There's different rules with the, you know, the extra point and stuff. There's different rules. And a lot of times you get these weird scores. It lands on weird numbers. So, you know, it's possible Houston wins by two. I'm just saying. I'm warning you on that. It's not like an NFL game. And even an NFL game, key numbers aren't really the same anymore because kickers always miss extra points all the time. So suddenly people talk about, oh, the key number. Oh, you know, I like it at 6, but not 7.5. And it's like, yeah, whatever, dude. After the first touchdown, Buddy just missed the damn extra point. So all that talk about that point means nothing. But, yeah, Houston Gamblers on the money line. I agree with his Philadelphia Stars. Listen, the Birmingham Stallions are one of the best teams in the league. They're the defending champions, and they were really good to start the year. They were killing teams. Then suddenly they were losing. They didn't look good at all. And now they're back on track. They're winning games, but they're not blowing teams out. And Philadelphia struggled early, but are getting stronger now. That's the thing with these leagues. It's level three. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bustle up, and everybody else in between. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, SoCal in the house. ESPN's Bob Ryan will be in the house. Bob will join us in a couple of moments. We'll talk NBA Finals. We'll get a perspective from a legend, a guy that's been around a long time and seen a lot of NBA basketball, especially in Boston. Talk a little Celtic, post-mortem, but we'll get into the NBA Finals, get Bob's prediction. A lot of news as well with Jaylen Brown. Looks like Mazzulla's going to be back with the Boston Celtics. So, of course, countdown to tip-off is on NBA Finals. And Well. Suddenly, as countdown to tip-off gets closer, I don't know about you, but I was saying on Monday night, and this is coming from someone that had the Miami Heat to beat the Boston Celtics and didn't waver going into Game 7, I was saying, you know what, Denver's going to make short work of Miami. They might sweep them. They might, you know, and I was like, they might win in four. And I was like, you know what, I'll give Miami a win. Let's say Denver in four or five. Now suddenly I'm like, well, you know, Denver in five or six. I'm thinking by tomorrow, by tip-off, I'm going to be like, oh, man, Denver in seven, man. Right? Denver in seven. How the hell do we get in front of this Miami Heat team? We're going to have to. You got to pick a winner here. But now we get news that Tyler Hero could be back. And not only could be back, most likely he's going to be back. The only question is when. And it's not one of these deals where, well, he could be back in Game 6 if they make it that far. Word is, he could play in Game 3 back in Miami. Basically, they're targeting a Miami return, Game 3/Game 4, potentially for Tyler Hero. And the fact of the matter is, the NBA final schedule is so dragged out that it is an advantage for the Heat that it gives Hero so much time. It's not like they're rushing him back. They played forever. They went seven games in Boston. They bought time. Very clever of them. That's what they should say. Man, we didn't go seven. We let that happen.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I'm telling you, I am Gabriel Morency, Sirius XM. I'm telling you it's true. But I said this a couple of minutes ago, and I said it to Matthias because he watches these countdown shows, and I've told the story before about even fighters that train with their own buddies watch this show, and then they like the other guy. the mind can do it. So just a minute ago, I was like, man, Miami, we're getting worried, you know, Miami this, Miami that. Now, Matthias, just because solely I've got, like, the on in front of me, I see now Michael Porter Jr. talking. And Jokic talking at the podium and stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, Denver's going to roll them. Denver's going to roll them. Like, right away, as soon as I see them. Like, I'm that sort of, but I'm not wavering. I'm not, it's not like a fight where I'm like, no, I don't know. No, I like Denver. I just respect Miami. And if you guys just heard our conversation with Babano as we were talking about the finals, and Bob Reinl joins, so we'll get his take. But I think Denver going to win. But this is why I like the Denver series bet at -1.5. I don't think it's going to go seven. I mean, it could maybe go six, but I don't think it's going to go seven. But I don't want to lay 9 points. I'm not laying 9 points to this Miami Heat team. And as we talked about, I don't care, like, about all this, you know, talk radio stuff about, well, flying this and psychiatry that. We're not psychiatrists. We're not in their head. They're athletes. They're going to be fine. Denver, they're a better team. They're not going to lose or win because of anyone flying anywhere, okay? But the fact is, Miami are damn good, and we talked about Denver, and if you look at the, it's not a take, it's not an opinion, they're numbers, they don't lie. Game one against the Lakers, landed on the number. Game two against the Lakers, landed on the number. Game four against the Lakers, 2-point game. Hell, game three was pretty close all night. Denver didn't smoke them. You know, even Phoenix, who weren't 100%, beat them twice and were able to score and played them tough. The wheels fell off a couple of times, but, you know, Minnesota Timberwolves, same thing. Anybody that watched that, and I know nobody did because no one cares about the Nuggets until now. No one was paying attention, but we were betting all those games, you remember? And I remember that series because I knew Denver was going to win the series. I've been high on the Nuggets the whole time, but I thought the T-Wolves, I like the T-Wolves, right? I thought the T-Wolves, I didn't say I like the T-Wolves to win the series, but I bet on them in the series a lot because I said, you know, even coming into this play-in and all this, it was like, you know, the T-Wolves, they actually have talent. It's not like the T-Wolves are some joke of a team. They just had a bad year, but they do have a lot of good basketball players on the court. And they were a challenge, and they battled, man, with Denver. But like, Denver beat them in five, but it was kind of like a competitive five. You know, like the term, Bob Ryan said it about when he said, what about Philadelphia, when he picked Boston. He goes, you know, Boston and a really hard seven type thing. You know, and I feel the same way. I'll use a national championship game because it's more recent as an example that people remember with Connecticut and Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic were always around, but it was, you know, you never felt like UConn were in danger, you know? It was like, I don't know, maybe they don't cover, maybe they're not going to win by eight or something, but they're not going to lose the game. Like, even when it was like, oh, here comes FAU, what? They cut the lead to seven, and then we hit a three, and we're up by 10 again, right? And I can sort of see the same thing. I don't think it's going to be one of these deals where it's like, whoa, wow, Denver beat them 140-89. I think it's more, wow, you know, nah, Denver beat them 124-1, you know. Maybe it's even a little higher scoring. Let's say, what's the score going to be tomorrow? I got to tell you, I'm pretty good at my gut instinct scores that pop in my head. They're usually pretty accurate, actually. This came back to the same two numbers here. 117-110. Denver wins 117-110. Or 118-110 or 118-117-111. We're getting a little, you can bet these accurate scores. It pays like 500-1. A correct score at a basketball game like that. Remember, I predicted the final score in a national championship game and I missed by a bucket. I missed by 2 points. Whatever the score was. I said, what did I say? I said it was going to be 76-61. And I think it was 76-63, whatever it was. And you know what sucked? I had the original score, and I changed it on the show by two. I was like, no, I'm going to move it by two. But when you're getting that big number, you could bet a bunch of the numbers if your book has the correct score. So basically, I think the game's going to go over. Look, they played twice this year. And regular season games, you know, they're not this, but at the same point in time, it's a little bit of a barometer. Just to get a feel for what the game looked like when they played again. Well, you know, what was it like? Well, they played December the 30th, and it was 124-119. I don't think it's going to be that high scoring tomorrow. I think it's going to be in between, actually, which it's funny because I come up with a score without even really thinking about this, looking at this now. Look, it was 124-119 and 112-108. Denver won both games. So 124-119, 112-108. I said 117, so I'm actually thinking it's right in the middle of this, to be honest. Denver 116. That's your score. Denver 116. Miami 109. Denver win by 7, and everybody that bets Denver is crying after. That's sort of what I'm looking at right now. What's your finals? If you had a five, you know, are you betting the over, the under, Matthias? And I don't know if your book offers the final score predictions, but I'm going to throw a few of these out here, and I would suggest you try to tail me on this because there's big money to be made. But like I said, it's frustrating because it depends on what state, where you are. Not every book has it. And even the same book, you know what I'm saying? Like FanDuel might have correct score in one state, but they might not in another. Some of the props are different in other places. There's nothing worse, and I hate that when I can't get it in. I don't even want to give the final score because I'm worried it's going to hit and I'm not going to win at 280-1. That's my luck. All right, let's see. Final score.
I think we got a blowout tomorrow, Gabe. I think we get 124 to 102 tomorrow.
That's all right. 124 to 102.
Denver.
All right, 124 to 102. You can go winning margin for that. So you said 124 to 102. That's by 22 points. You know what it is? So get this. If Denver wins by 21 or more points, it's plus 475. So you don't have to name the score. But if they win by 21 or more, it's plus 475. You could bet that winning margin. If you think it's going to be a blowout, right? And how about this, though? 17 to 20 is 7 to 1. And 14 to 16, 7 to 1. But it's not a good barometer, 14 to 16. 17 to 20, you're getting more numbers here. So you could take 17 to 20 and then 21 and more, Matthias. So 7 to 1 at 17 to 20. And then 21 or more is plus 475. So in other words, if Denver wins by 17 or more points, you're going to hit the 700 if it's 17 to 20, or if it's 21 or more, you're going to win 475 back. You can play them both, and you can still make money. And pretty good money, too, at that. Except, I'm going to respectfully disagree. I don't think, personally, that Denver are going to win by that much. I think everybody thinks, oh, they're going to roll in, they're going to get murdered, and they're tired, and, you know. Guys, they're not sleeping on park benches right now. All right? They're not at the airport terminal sleeping on a floor. They're not outside on the street under a bridge somewhere.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They're not sleeping in a tent in a park. They didn't hitchhike from Boston to Denver. They're staying in like the Ritz-Carlton. The JW Marriott. They're staying in 5-star hotels. They're staying in a resort. They flew a charter first-class plane with first-class food. They have massage therapists, ice chambers, air chambers, cold chambers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports. Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 159, the Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including a mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. SoCal is in the house, and so is ESPN's Bob Ryan. It's always a pleasure, Bob. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us tonight.
You got it. No problem.
So, Bob, you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago, and I asked you if the Boston Celtics can continue to survive walking the tightrope and the high wire act that they were doing throughout the postseason. Evidently, the answer was no. They came close to doing something that no team had ever done in NBA history before, but ultimately, there was just too much of a roller coaster and too much inconsistency. Now you've had a little bit of time to let it settle in. What are your thoughts on the Boston Celtics' demise?
I want to start by giving praise to the Miami Heat for what they have accomplished, because not only have they become the second eight seed, although technically they really were a seven, doesn't matter, but the team where they were to get this far, but they did it without arguably either their second or third best player, depending on how you view Bam Adebayo. They have not had Tyler Hero since the first game against Milwaukee, and he was a crucial part of their scheme. 20 points a game scorer. They found ways to circumvent that, one of which was to have a guy named Duncan Robinson, who has been totally out of the rotation for long periods of time this year, was available when they needed him. And, of course, the great performance of Caleb Martin. We'll get to that. But I want to give them credit. Now, as far as the Celtics are concerned, you're right. We have discussed this, that their inconsistency, their curious inability to take care of business at home, and it all came back to haunt them. They did a nice job getting that back from 0-3, and I did think they were going to win that game in Game 7 at home. I figured they surely, after shooting so poorly in Game 6 in Miami, they would shoot better at home. Well, they did not. They did not rise to the occasion, and they have to pay the price.
Now, Bob, we live in such a, an outraged society right now. Let's fire everybody. Let's trade everybody every time a team loses. And I get the bar is so high in Boston with Celtic fans. And this core has been knocking on the door. But I saw a great tweet, Bob, and it said basically, Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan were 24 and 26 years old, and they lost by 19 points in Eastern Conference Championship game. And things worked out pretty well for them. You and I have spoken about reminding people that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are still young players. These, it takes a while for things, everything to fall into place. Has there been some failed, missed opportunities? Probably, yes. No one's going to deny that. But what's your take? Like, to me, as an outsider and not a Celtic fan, I think people are crazy that want to break this thing up.
They are young veterans, however. We must say that they're not kids. They have been around in the league for a long enough time to qualify as veteran status. I am not in the I sure will be the majority, Gabe, and that will be people who will, A, want to get rid of Joe Mazzulla, and B, want to make some significant changes. I want to know who they think they're going to get that would change the situation and what they can get. The key trade component, obviously, the people are focusing on is Jaylen Brown. I don't know what people think of Jaylen Brown out there. I don't know. I mean, if you watch that seventh game when he was kicking the ball away and having eight turnovers and doing what we've seen him do in the past, which is dribble into traffic crazily and recklessly and lose the ball, how do you value him? A guy who, if he stays in Boston, is a candidate for a quote-unquote max contract. I would stand pat. I would say they still have ways a way to learn. I would think that the coach will get better. He needs a little instruction, too. But I don't know what changes they're going to make that are feasible at all. So I want people to take a deep breath, step back, and you identified it. These other people in the history have taken a while to get to the mountaintop. It's not that easy.
It's a frustrating place to be. I get it. Bob, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, and the team is really good. It's one of those deals. What are you going to trade Josh Allen? No. You want to fire Sean McDermott? No. He's a great coach. But have you won a Super Bowl? No. It's, we've been discussing this throughout the playoffs. Some sports fans feel as though it's almost better to be terrible and get the number one pick. And at least, hope springs eternal, as opposed to like perennial 55 wins or 13 wins in football, Bob, and then you hit the wall.
True. My recommendation is that they just sit back, take a deep breath, and don't do anything for a while. Take a deep breath. Take stock. Go away. I recommend you all go on vacation. I'm not being facetious. I mean it sincerely. Don't do anything rash. It was disappointing. They dug out 3-0-3 hole. I honestly thought that they could come back from it. With all due respect to Miami, and they were, but they didn't come through. Okay, fine. There's too many good things about this team. Now, one of the things you have to evaluate, I'll give you one specific, and that is Al Horford is 36, and he's definitely not what he was. There's mortality there. They can certainly replace Al Horford. He has the big brother role on the team, and that's important. But they've got other veterans. It's no longer so. You may be able to live without Al Horford, and maybe you want to get a different kind of a player to fill that role. Okay, fine. But here's the other thing. They are one of the many teams in the league who have gone over to complete dependency on the three. They are a three-dependent team. So they paid the price. You live by it, die by it. They died by it in Game 7. They had no plan B when the threes weren't falling. This, to me, is a concern. But I am, as you probably know, I'm a vocal opponent of the three in general. I wish it never existed. It has completely distorted the game at every level. But that is the game now. And they have signed on to it. That bothers me that this will continue. But it's not just the Boston Celtics. This is most teams in the NBA.
Bob Ryan joining us. I am Gable Morenci. Bob, you've been around a lot of NBA finals, so I guess you've been around every one of Pat Riley's NBA final appearances. But this really is incredible, isn't it? I mean, the fact he's been part of 25% of all NBA finals in one way or another. Man, that's I thought of Dan Reeves. Like, who can you? You would know off the top of your head. I thought of Dan Reeves, and I know he's been part of a million Super Bowls in different capacities, but this is really something special. 25% for Pat Riley.
You can't write an NBA history without a major chapter on Pat Riley and then his role, first as a role player on the 72 Lakers, at the first LA championship team, and then, his coaching in LA and his coaching in New York when they got to a finals, and now what he's done since 1995 in Miami. He's one of the towering figures in the history of the NBA, and his fingerprints are all over this team. This fact of the 7 undrafted players, including some very prominent ones that played key roles in his playoffs is a tribute to him and the people he has hired, the people he has identified, and the scouting system and the development system. You got to give him full credit, and I'm willing to do that, no question. So this is a tribute, but never in his history has he done any greater role. That team, one of his teams, had more to be proud of based on where they came from and what people expected of them than this particular Miami Heat team.
So we all know, nobody's believed in the Miami Heat. They had a 3% chance given by the projections, ESPN's projection, 3% chance to win the series. Pretty much, and now we're in the same situation here where everybody says, well, nobody's believed in Miami, but this is going to be a tough task, and I'm part of that crew. I mean, I thought Boston would beat Miami in 6. I thought it would be a competitive series, but here we are right now. They keep doing it with smoke and mirrors, but Denver are just so good, so athletic, and let's throw some flowers their way, Bob, in the sense that, man, they got a lot of big-time players that, like, are role players. I mean, people forget Aaron Gordon was the 4th overall pick in the NBA draft. Michael Porter Jr. was one of the biggest high school prospects coming into, he had the injuries, but coming into college, out of high school, etc. Murray's a great player. Never mind we haven't gotten to Jokic yet. Caldwell Pope's a big-time player. Denver's a very good team, Bob. How do you see this series playing out?
You start with Jokic, who's a unique player historically. He is the fulfillment of all those European type players that have multi skills at 6'10" or above. It all dates back to Krešimir Ćosić. He's the great grandfather of all these guys. Anyway, here's Jokic, and you start with him. You mentioned Gordon, who's a great athlete, as we know, and has actually had a secondary role and not had a great series, but is capable of good stuff. Murray, who's playing the best basketball of his career. here. You mentioned Michael Porter. They were lucky that he fell to them due to injury, and they're going to be the beneficiaries of that for now and then maybe in the future. They're not prohibitive favorites in my mind. How can you, after what we just saw in Miami, you got to give them a fighting chance? And I agree with you in six. Sounds great. But I also said that I totally agree with you. I had picked the Celtics in what I call a grinding six over Miami. Yeah. And that was, I thought, showing respect for Miami, who, after all, now have knocked off the 1 and 2 seeds in the East. They're here. They're real. They're going to continue to play well. I think it'll be a good series, an entertaining one, even if the networks and in the league are cringing because it doesn't include any of the marquee franchises. But I don't care about that. Most people do. I just want to see good basketball by the teams that should be here. These are the teams that deserve to be here. These are the teams that properly earn their place, and I think it could be a very fun, entertaining series.
From a basketball purist standpoint, Coach Spo versus Malone, who's been around the league forever, two fundamentally...
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores, like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sound basketball teams. Like you said, Bob, I don't care what city you're from. This is going to be a really fun series. Just as it's always really fun breaking it down with you, Bob. We always appreciate your time, my man. I know you're a busy man. We always enjoy your hits on television. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, Bob.
Call anytime, Gabe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hoping you and your friends could tell me something about baseball strategy.
The only thing I know about strategy is that whatever the manager does, it's wrong. Unless it works, in which case he's a button pusher.
Thanks to the legend, Bob Ryan. Always a pleasure kicking it with Bob. Been a poor guy. I guess we'll give him a break once the summer starts, huh? We're not going to call Bob Matias for a Gold Cup. Hey, Bob, you want to talk Gold Cup? Should have asked him. What do you think of Cade Cowell and USA Under 20 team, Diego Luna and company, the Under 20 team? They get the winner tomorrow. We'll keep her on this. We'll get into the Under 20 in a minute. We got to love it. Like I said, I'm a big fan. Everyone, I've been there before. We've all been, one's NFL football and the summer's a drag. And if you're not a big baseball bettor, listen, I love baseball. I don't like some of the stuff they've done to the game. But at essence, I still love the sport. I'm betting on it every day. I watch Dodger games. I watch the games of the week. I'm not sitting here at nighttime like watching. When we're on the air, I am. We're on like from 6 to 9 because I have a feed for all the games, actually, right from the book. So, boom, boom. I'm getting all the games. So, I'm actually seeing all the games. So, I'm saying, like, I like baseball. I love the sport of baseball. Hell, I'm going to the Dodgers-Yankees this weekend. But I get the summer bettors out there that people think there's nothing. But, you're not really a hardcore bettor then. Because, honestly, in the summer months, this is when there's the most stuff, actually. Like, honestly, when the NFL is going on, all right, you've got the NHL. Like, I get it. If you bet the four major sports, fine. I get it. I don't. I bet, honestly, we should do the list, actually. We like our boy George Kurtz. Like, George Kurtz likes, like, meatloaf, Matias. The same meal, what I'm saying, all the time. Oh, he wants to watch Major League Baseball, NFL football, and NHL hockey. Like, he'll admit to you, I don't know anything about anything else. He only watches those three sports. I would go crazy, Matias. I'm too big of a sports fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love everything. It's like, you know what? There's a pickup tournament. You got a line on it? All right, let's bet on it. Let's go. You see me, these soccer tournaments, we jump in, head over heels. Olympics, let's go. Right? Like, whatever it is, I love this stuff. I love the challenge of picking winners. And as I stated, okay, you don't bet XFL football. Show me your 36-21 record in the NFL then. Point made. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, I don't bet that. Okay, well, I'm sure you're killing everything else then, right, kid? Right?
Yeah.
I love this stuff, though. The motorsport, the F1, the NASCAR, the Indy. There's just so many betting options, and there's opportunities. And it's fun. If you're a sports fan, I like watching this stuff. So I'm fired up. Like, I'm fired up for the NBA Finals, but I'm also fired up for the French Open, right? And, you know, watching the French Open, it's going to start to get, you know, bigger as it goes on. As, the, you know, the matches get bigger. The under-20 stuff has been lit today. Intense stuff, man. That Italy-England game today. Italy gets a penalty kick with, like, 2 minutes left in the 88th minute. Big drama. A lot of sports going on, Matthias, now.
Well, there's a saying, Gabe, that there's only one thing going on in the summer, and that's
Europa League today.
Yeah,
Europa today.
Well, for all soccer players, man, the summer's the best time of the year for us, Gabe. We have international break. And if you love soccer, you know that's when we get down. Argentina, USA, Mexico, the summer tournaments. Gold Cup is 2 weeks away. And next summer, we got Copa America. So, you know, I love the summertime, Gabe. Like you said, the options are never over. And we got tennis every weekend. Yeah, the French Open's right now. But we got another tournament the weekend after the French Open's over, Gabe. There's always something to gamble on, especially when it comes to sports and tennis and baseball and soccer. Let's get it. But French Open, whoo, we got a lot of dogs barking tonight, Gabe, in the French Open. I think there's a lot of dogs barking tonight in the French Open.
Yeah, we've got the Laver Cup around the corner, too, that I'm going to go to. That's going to be,
Gabe,
cool.
That's a sore subject, Gabe, because I'm kind of jealous that you get to go to that. That's some high, intense competition from the best of the best.
You should see the price packages that they have. You know who the main sponsor is? Rolex, right? So what do you expect? But I was like, man, all right, what's it cost to be a real high roller here? It's not that bad, actually. It's $5,000 for 3 days, Matthias.
Oh, man.
So, but listen, for $5,000, I can read the package. For $5,000, but listen, $5,000, so it's 3 days of Laver Cup action, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All you can drink?
All you can eat, all you can drink.
Okay.
And it's not popcorn. It's basically, it's like the Laver Cup. It's basically
prime
Wolfgang
rib.
Puck, like whatever. Like, it's basically, yeah, they said five-star food. They showed, like, the Rolex Club and whatever, or the BMW Club. It's, like, this nice little club. You get your drinks, the lounge. I like what they said. It said mingle with, like, powerful people, essentially. It said if you wanted, it said for your VIP, you know, business package experience. And also meet and greet with tennis legends. Right, It's one of those deals. You get courtside seats, meet and greet. Whenever you, hey, I want a glass of wine, they bring you a glass of wine. You know what I'm saying? It's like that type of deal. You know, I want to eat. I'm hungry after the meal, right? Boom, I get a steak dinner. Five dimes for 3 days. I'm not going to do that, obviously. I was going to do it at MSG for the March Madness, actually, but the pandemic hit. It was a pretty good deal. It was $800 a ticket, and you got two games for the NCAA tournament and all you could drink at MSG. And anybody who's been to MSG knows you can go through that. Like, trust me, I went to a Michigan Rutgers basketball game once, and I literally spent, I'm not going to say it's the most, but it's just one of those deals because I happen to know how much money I had on me. I spent, Matthias, $465 on drinks during a two-hour college basketball game at Madison Square Garden.
That's fantastic.
You know, it sounds like a lot. Like, oh my God, like that's obscure. Yeah. That's a disgusting. No, you know what it was? I was getting doubles, and they were $40 a drink, point blank. I drank 10 of them, about basically plus tip. You know, it was like, you know, the tips. It was like, so people were like, how the hell did you? Because I remember I went with $500. I remember the ATM would only give me $500 outside or whatever. It was like I got $500 cash on me. I went in. And this was like pre-pandemic, so it was Cash World then. And I remember I bought, like, I don't know, I bought a popcorn or a pizza or something, and then the rest was booze. And I remember leaving. I was like, dear God, I better take an Uber because I got no money on me. It was after, I remember walking out. I was like, man, I got $7 left, man. I was like, dude, it was funny. I was with our boy Roe, Rutgers Roe was there, and I remember telling him, I said, bro, I just spent like $450 on alcohol in a two-hour basketball game. It's not even a 40-minute game at this.
Hey, it's a good
time. I drank 10 doubles, 12 doubles.
Yeah. Hey, I knew you. I know you can do that because we've hung out and I've seen you go off. I knew they were $40 because of the doubles. I just went to that Clippers playoff game and I dropped a pretty penny there. But yeah, it's a good time, Gabe. You know, let's go, man. Come on.
Well, if you're gonna go, yeah. You know what? I'm looking forward to some Dodgeritas this weekend instead of margaritas. Dodgeritas.
Absolutely. Make sure you go over there to get some good food towards the Shake Shack area. I still think Dodger Stadium, if you're going to get good food, you got to go to the Shake Shack area, man. Because if you're out there, I don't know where you're getting food because the rest of the food sucks. Straight up.
I'm not a big ballpark food eater. You know why I say that?
Oh, God, there's so many people that are yelling at you right now. All the pure baseball fans love baseball food, man.
But you know what? You know what? I'm not going to tell you why, because I don't want to ruin it for people. Let me just put it this way.
Way to put it on a cliffhanger.
Look, Matthias, I was a post-game show host, the pre-game, post and all that. I've been in empty Major League Baseball stadiums, bro, at 3 in the morning. I used to do Sports Rage to the end of the night. They're not like, I guess I'll just come out and say it, bro. Like, there's a lot of, like, rodents and wildlife to live in these places, bro.
Oh, yeah, Gabe. Like, sure.
They're everywhere to begin with in restaurants, so imagine a stadium at this. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. I understand. Listen, I don't mind the food cart, like a cart type thing. But I wouldn't recommend eating out of, like, if, like, oh, yeah, there's a kitchen in the stadium. Yeah, okay, good for you. Good luck with that. All right? Like I said, I don't want to say too much. I don't even want to horrify myself on this because I might eat something this weekend there. There's actually a ratings for it. Don't look it up, guys. Don't look it up. If you want to, if you're like a health and food expert, whatever, you can look up Major League Baseball health violations, Matthias. It's pretty over the top, bro.
Anytime I go look for baseball food, anything at the stadiums, all I see is a ranking on what ballpark has the best foods because some ballparks have different exotic type of, you know, ballpark foods, but it's all crap. But they make it seem great,
Yeah, I know. Always in the pictures. Oh, look at this new cinnamon hot or whatever. It's like, just shut up. Who cares, right? Good for you.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I'm going to the game to win money. I'm going to the game to win money, and I'm going to the game to get drunk, okay, Matthias? Like I said. Yeah. I push it. Like, I mean, I'm old school. I'll get, like, a thing of popcorn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a Dodger bag of popcorn and sit there and just crush the popcorn. I don't mind that. I keep it simple, especially at the Dodger games. Just the standard nachos and cheese with the jalapenos. Nice and simple. You know what I'm saying? I'll crush some drinks with my I like the Dodgeritas with the nachos and cheese and the jalapenos. But yeah, I'm not doing your little this thing. Some of these places are serving sushi and stuff. Yeah, like I'm eating sushi from a baseball stadium.
That's why you miss half the game, Gabe. You watch half the game, you eat the sushi, and then you eat the other half of the game in the toilet, man. It's over. It's done. You got to stay away from that stuff.
No, bro. I eat, I get lit up, go to the game, and I'll eat after the game. You know what I'm saying? I don't like eating. I'm not a big, like, especially if I'm partying. Yeah, if I'm not partying, like I said, like a good example, like I'll go to the Yard House after the game, right? I'll be like, right. I'm all lit up now. Let's go to the Yard House. Get something in the stomach to slow down the 22 drinks that I had inside the arena. And then get going again. You know what I mean? Got to recharge.
How can you eat when you're sweating out numbers, Gabe? Come on now.
Yeah, it's trust me, I know. I'm not. That's happened to me last time. I ate like 3 wings. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, I'm looking at the game. I'm like, yeah, man. It was during the LA Kings game. I was like, this sucks. Like, I was on a little bad run. I was like, everything, this is no good.
Well, there's nothing worse. It's like you're losing your bets, and the next thing you know, you're dropping a wing on your white shirt. It's like, great, you're losing money, and then you're getting your shirt dirty.
Dude, last year, man, I was with somebody. She knocked, like, the Dodger Eater. It's, like, all blue, bro. It's like a big, like, Dodger blue novelty drink. And I'm wearing a white Mookie Betts jersey. It went all over me. But the thing is, it really wasn't my fault. Normally, it would be. Like, I was drunk, and I'm an idiot. No. Like, she actually, like, boom, and it went all over me. And, you know, it was one of our first dates, too, so I was kind of like, I couldn't be like, what are you? And like, you know what I mean? So, like, normally I wouldn't care, but the Dodger white is so white. And it was so, it looked like someone took a blue slushie and just threw it in my face, bro. Right? Like, I had, like, blue stuff all over me. And I can't believe what they put in that stuff. Dude, I went to the bathroom. I took off the jersey, I put it in the sink with a bunch of soap, I squeezed it out. It's whiter than it's ever been.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think they know. People are going to spill these drinks. We better make sure we don't stain people's jerseys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
People enjoyed the Tartarita story. You know what? Is this week? I'll show you the jersey, too. I don't know if you've seen it. I wore it once on a TV show. I don't know if you did. I got that Jackie Robinson new jersey, the Cooperstown alternate Jackie Robinson edition. Like, I will genuinely snap, bro, like, if, like, something gets on it. I probably shouldn't wear it to the game, to be honest. I gotta be honest. I'm dead serious. I was planning. I'm like, man, this is a sweet jersey. I'm gonna wear it to the Yankee game. Nice tie-in with Brooklyn and New York and Jackie Robinson. It's gonna be great. Now I'm dead serious. I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe I'm gonna go shirtless to the game. I'm gonna go shirtless, Matthias. And I'm gonna buy like a Dodgers T-shirt at the pro shop when I get there. So I'm gonna spill stuff and I won't care. I'll get back home. I'll put my jersey back on after. It's actually not a bad idea. But no, I'll live and die with what happens. It is what it is. It's the thing with Dodger jerseys, bro. They're either white or like, you know, they're all like pretty pristine.
Oh, you got a nice black jersey. I think that's what made the story so great. I remember when you got that Mookie Betts jersey. You loved that.
Has the World Series patch on it and everything. World Series.
You were pumped. Yeah. When it got in the mail, you already knew what it was. You were like a kid on Christmas morning.
Yeah, because the Dodgers won the World Series, and then I turned 50, and I got the number 50 too, Matthias. So it was all synergy. Mookie Betts 50. I was 50. World Series. Yeah, I was like, I got the jersey. I was like, oh, this is awesome. I still have it. I might wear it on Saturday. We'll see. The only thing is, I got to be honest, I'm not fully superstitious with this stuff, but I've had that jersey on for a lot of losses, bro, over the last couple of years since they won the World Series. Time for some new jerseys. That's why I'm shaking it up. All right. What are your French Open bets? What do you got? I'm taking Bianca Andreescu, though. That's what I want to say, Andreescu.
I like Echeverria at plus 100. Gabe, first match of the morning. I also like Pay at plus 215. And Tidante, plus 140 over Zhang. I also like Jerry at minus 145. Follow more picks at HitBurb. I'll be posting every single pick for the French Open, Gabe.
All right, I'll retweet them. Tweet them out to me. And we got soccer as well in the morning. I'll post out my tennis picks as well. Under 20 continues.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.